On Thursday, around 40 kids and parents crowded into the downtown Reno Library for Drag Story Hour. Such events have been a target of Republican activists for years. But as KUNR's Bert Johnson reports, that hasn't stopped local families from enjoying the show.
Miss Ginger Devine was greeted with applause as she walked into the children's nook wearing a broad rainbow-colored hat. She was there to read a picture book called Rooster Wore Skinny Jeans. And like any good MC, Devine took time for a little audience participation.
One, two, three.
This event is part of the library's Pride Month programming. In the reading room, the mood was fun and festive. But outside, a small crowd of Republicans picketed the event.
You're taking people that have a sexual agenda, and you're targeting children with that sexual agenda.
That's Drew Rebar, a frequent protester at library board meetings and a failed assembly candidate who lost in last week's primary. He stood on the sidewalk with two cameras, but couldn't go into the library. Staff temporarily suspended his access after they say he tried to disrupt a drag story hour last Saturday.
Well, they opened the door and I grabbed the door to try to enter.
Rebar's accusations echo decades-old homophobic conspiracy theories that falsely accuse LGBTQ people of pedophilia. Even though that narrative has no basis in fact, it's been reanimated by Republican activists in the lead-up to the general election. Candace Powell, on the other hand, says she and her kids are big fans of Devine.
She's so great. I really think that her story selection is wonderful.
Powell brings her family to the library at least once a week. But what she's not a fan of are right-wing protesters who film her children when they go to Drag Story Hour.
If somebody were lurking outside of children's events anywhere else, outside of a school, outside of a playground, taking photos of children, I think we would all think, wow, that's a predator.
Powell says the library staff does a great job of making kids and families feel as safe as possible, in spite of the culture war raging outside. Bert Johnson, KUNR News.